So what's the government's view of the latest Brexit developments? Heather Humphreys is the Minister for Business, Enterprise and Innovation, and she's also, of course, a border TD representing Cavan Monaghan. She spoke to us shortly before we came on air. I first asked her if she was still confident after Boris Johnson's visits to Paris and Berlin that our EU partners remain solidly in support of the Irish position.
Yeah, well, throughout this week, we have seen very strong solidarity from our European colleagues on the need for the backstop. Of course, that's the insurance policy to prevent a hard border on the island of Ireland. It has been good to hear the British Prime Minister reaffirm his desire to leave the EU with a deal, while also acknowledging that the onus is on the UK to come up with viable alternatives to the backstop. And it's worth noting that the withdrawal agreement already allows for alternatives to the backstop if they exist. Donald Tusk is meeting with Boris Johnson this afternoon, and he has made it clear that the EU continues to be open to hearing solutions from the UK. So we are ready to listen to any constructive ideas. And I believe that the ball is firmly in Boris Johnson's court.
Well, he was speaking in Biarritz a little bit earlier. He said it was touch and go whether Britain would leave with or without a deal. At this stage, do you accept that the most likely outcome is a no-deal Brexit?
Well, what we have to do is continue, as part of the EU to talk to Boris Johnson, which the EU continues to do. We have to prepare businesses for a no-deal Brexit, and that is what we're doing. We don't know what's going to happen on the 31st of October, but what I have been saying to businesses is you prepare for the worst while we continue to negotiate for the best possible outcome, and the worst outcome is no-deal Brexit.
Yeah, but more and more people seem to be asking the question about whether insisting on the backstop is such a good idea if it leads to the very thing we're trying to avoid, a no-deal Brexit, which will by definition lead to a hard border on the island. Your former party colleague Lucinda Creighton in the Sunday Business Post today says the backstop is in effect undeliverable, and she says feeling good about our insistence on a theoretical backstop which will not see the light of day is a pretty futile government position and one which will unleash great harm on our people.
Well, I don't agree with that assessment because I believe that the backstop is our insurance policy. I don't want to see a hard border returning between us and Northern Ireland. I speak regularly to businesses in Northern Ireland. They don't want a hard border either. As we know, there's a very intricate supply chain between us and Northern Ireland, and a lot of business crisscrosses seamlessly goods over and back the border, and we want to try and maintain that, and that's why the backstop is there. And it's important that we hold our position on this, that we must have the backstop as part of the withdrawal agreement.
Even if it leads to the withdrawal agreement not being accepted by the British Parliament?
Well, the whole point of the backstop is to protect the Irish interests.
OK, well, Boris Johnson says Britain won't put up border controls or checks, but that isn't really the point, is it? Because we'll have to do it to protect the single market if there isn't a deal.
Yeah, well, Brexit presents many challenges to us, and we must protect the integrity of the single market and the customs union. So, we don't want a hard border, but there will have to be some checks, obviously, because we need to be sure that there are goods that substandard goods don't come into this country. So we must protect the single market and the customs union. So yes, there will have to be checks. We are working closely with the European Commission to try and find solutions. We're in contact with them all the time, and it is difficult. There's no point in saying that, and that is why the backstop is there. And I do believe that it's incumbent on us all, the EU, the UK and Ireland, of course, to protect the Good Friday Agreement. And the Good Friday Agreement is an international agreement, and it doesn't disappear because of Brexit.
Now, you know the ground very well. You're from the Cavan Monaghan constituency. You know the border. It's part of your daily life. Where do you see those checks taking place?
Well, as I say, it's not simple. It's a very intricate supply chain between us and Northern Ireland, as I've said. and to try and unravel that and put in checks is extremely difficult. And again, that's why we are discussing these matters with the European Commission in an attempt to find solutions. But it's not easy.
That was Business Minister Heather Humphrey speaking to us a short time ago.